This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 390. Can a comic collector of over 25 years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
It's a small week for comics, which can only mean the lightning round. Also, rebirth rumors abound. This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics for Sunday, February 7th, 2016. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or you can subscribe via iTunes where you can leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. Well, this was a very small week for my comic poll. There were only 4 issues.
And how many of those were Batman issues?
3.
Yeah.
Plus 2 I ended up pulling off the shelves, just extras. None were all that impressive, so I'm activating the lightning round. Batman and Robin Eternal number 18 by Tynion IV, Snyder, Breeson, Eaton, Foucher, and Passalacqua. This weekly miniseries has really been rudderless, and if they do this again, I'm going to need some convincing to get it.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad to hear that.
The big reveal of this issue, the Robin that Batman paid Mother to create, Harper Row.
So was that really all that big of a reveal?
No.
I guess that like 8 issues
ago. Because who else was it going to be?
Yeah.
Mother completes the transaction by having Harper's parents killed, but Batman refuses to accept her. Then continues the long tradition of Bruce screwing over his sidekicks.
Yes.
Batman Europa, 4 of 4 by Casale, Azzarello, Kemencolli, and Perel. This miniseries stumbles over the finish line. It was really a bait and switch because we were supposed to get Jim Lee art throughout, but he couldn't even do 4 issues. The bad guy turns out to be Bane. Yawn. And the antidote to the disease? Bats and Joker swap blood.
Now, this just irked me to death. I just hate that. I just hated it. And really, this would have been much better as one of those, like, graphic novels that they put out rather than doing it as a miniseries.
That was an OGN, absolutely. And Jim Lee needed to do the whole thing.
So here's my suggestion. Next time you do a 4-issue miniseries, don't do it.
Yeah. Batman Beyond number 9 by Jurgens, Chang, and Maiolo. The new concept post, whatever event kicked this whole thing off, merging the Beyond universe with Commandy is very interesting, but Jurgens is too conventional a writer to really make it work. The artwork is decent. The final page reveal that the JLU either survived or are clones of the originals, and I'm betting on the latter, since the whole concept of Commandy is about genetics.
Yeah, that really could tie it in with JL-3001, where they're, you know, growing sort of clony things of the JLU.
That's an idea. Captain Marvel number 2 from Marvel by Fasekas, Butters, Anka, and Wilson. Second issues of a new series are hard to pull off because you want to move the plot along without revealing too much and keeping the pace up, but not too much. Most of the issue involves Alpha Flight exploring the derelict spaceship. There's some decent dialogue here. They barely manage to get back to the station. Danvers collapses, and there's an explosion on the station. I think less time on the abandoned ship and more time on the station would have helped.
But the question is, this is one of those you pulled off that wasn't in the pull. Are
right.
you going to add it to the pull or look for issue 3?
I might actually add it to the pull. Angel and Faith number 23 from Dark Horse by Gishler, Conrad, Madsen, Starkings, and Betacore. If this was still a TV series, this would be one of the filler episodes that they needed to get to a full season order. The overall plot doesn't advance much. And I think Dark Horse forgot they can do something TV shows do all the time, reduce the series order. I don't understand why we're still in the same season and we're in issue 23, that this probably could have been wrapped up in maybe 18 and now start another series.
Yeah, well.
The Rocketeer at War, number one by IDW by Guggenheim and Bullock. The Rocketeer was created for the comics and has had a number of iterations.
Is this the same Rocketeer they did a movie about a while?
Same character.
Okay.
Yeah. But it started as a comic book character.
Yes.
Guggenheim does a decent job moving our hero into World War II, where he offered his tech to the army and then became an ordinary mechanic.
So why would he have become a mechanic, and why wouldn't he have stayed with the armor?
That doesn't really make much sense.
No.
They can duplicate the tech, but not the expertise of using the flying suit. So they keep going through test pilots, basically, who crash and kill themselves.
Yes.
The art reminded me very much of Darwin Cook's DC The New Frontier, which means I liked it a lot. I would have appreciated more artwork in place of the long text story in the back.
Yeah, I didn't think much of the prose story at the back.
Yeah. Well, after DC teased Rebirth, without any real info to follow, and we probably won't see anything more until Emerald City Comic Con, the rumor mills went into overdrive, and here's some of them. These are all rumors. These are actually all from bleedingcool.com. So as of this recording, these are all rumors as to what's going to happen in this big event called Rebirth. It's not an overall retcon. We'll see if that's the case or not, but it's seeming more and more like it'll be a partial retcon, which generally doesn't work.
Yeah.
It just leaves, makes a mess.
In New 52.
Yeah. DC Comics will align more closely with TV and film properties. So in other words, you'll see Supergirl working at Catco. We have Flash and the Star Labs team together. There'll be Team Arrow. I'm guessing a big push for the Suicide Squad and the Trinity.
But then another rumor says, oh no, they're not going to do that. There'll be more emphasis on the people who have TV shows, but they won't be aligning with the TV shows.
Right. Yeah, so it's all back and forth.
Yeah.
Now, since most of the new 52 titles will hit issue number 52 in June, they think it's going to be time for new number ones. Yay! Let's restart again. Prefaced with a special issue called, name of the title, Rebirth. So that will kind of reset things in whatever way they're going to reset. Or if they're not resetting, it'll just be a regular issue, I guess. I don't know. Some new possible titles. The Superman.
Three words.
Three words. And this, they think, is a reference to the original Siegel-Schuster work that they did in a fanzine in like 1932, where it was more about a Lex Luthor type character, this bald guy who was trying to control the world.
I can't see them going there with all the trouble they've had with the...
Yeah, with all the legal issues. That doesn't seem... I'm guessing it will touch on it briefly. If it actually... This is all rumors. Who knows if any of these are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a new Man of Steel title, whatever. A new Green Lantern title with the new female Earth 3 power ring.
I do not like that character at all. Come on, if you're going to have a female character, can't you actually make her something better than that?
Yeah. Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps would have a title. There's going to be a Trinity title. Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman.
I hated the last Trinity. I know you don't, you like it, but boy.
There's supposedly going to be a new JSA title based on the original versions from World War II that are somehow swept into current day. In other words, goodbye whole Earth 2 concept. That would all go away and we'll go back to the classic Justice Society, which I would love to see.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that somehow they're just swept into current times avoids the whole, well, how could they still be heroes if they're in their 90s? It's like, okay, they were somehow taken out of World War II and moved to this time,
so they're still
in their prime.
Wasn't there a concept of that before where they were put into suspended animation accidentally or something?
But they were already old when they were put into suspended animation.
But
it wasn't
they
until
were still
90s.
Young enough to be heroes.
Right. Well...
And then a lot of them got rejuvenated through magic or something, right?
Right. But I think this makes far more sense. Just literally transplant them from World War II to today, and suddenly you have these heroes in their prime. And supposedly a new Teen Titans title with Damian Wayne in the lead of that. Titles possibly on the way out. Batman Superman, Superman Wonder Woman, which would only make sense if they're going to do a Trinity title.
Yeah.
Grayson, Boo. Although, yeah, if the current creatives are leaving anyways, who cares?
Well, and then, of course, there is that rumor that there's something else going on with Dick Grayson that we just don't know yet.
Right. Starfire, Black Canary, Midnighter, and Dr. Fate. These are four titles that just recently got started, none of whom have done very well at all.
Well, Midnighter has always been way down in the bottom, hasn't it?
Yeah. Now, Tom King, the writer of Grayson, the rumor is he's going to write a new bi-weekly Bat title. And then Peter Tomasi will write a new bi-weekly Super title. So a Superman title and a Batman title coming out every other week. And so dropping the weekly thing, which has served no one, we'll see if they can get a bi-weekly to work. So that's what we're hearing going on. It's going to be a while before we know anything. This all is supposedly supposed to happen in June.
Yes.
So they can't wait till San Diego to make the announcement, because that'll be after that. So it almost certainly is going to be something announced at Emerald City, which I believe is in March.
So interesting.
Yeah. Well, before we get out of here, it's time to play America's fastest growing new game show.
Guess who's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly? Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
I told you earlier, I think this one will be hard for you.
Okay.
All right, go.
So I'll guess music?
No.
Nope. TV?
Oh, wait, my timer didn't start. Okay, go.
TV?
No.
Movies?
No.
Music?
No.
Is it any one category?
No.
Okay. Is it some sort of list issue?
No.
Is it some sort of preview?
No.
Or a review?
No.
Huh, okay. So it's... Is it something like the most powerful such and so?
No.
Is it one person on the cover?
No.
So, huh. And is it two people on the cover?
No.
Three?
No.
Four?
Yes.
Four people on the cover?
Yes.
Are they all in the same thing, whatever that is?
No.
Wow. Are they all like top... money earners. Like the top money earners in their areas.
No.
Oh, man. Is it all women?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's at least one yes answer. Okay. So they're all women. Are they all under 30?
No.
Are they all, okay, are they all under 40? Are they various ages?
They're various ages.
Okay. Man.
But probably tending towards a little bit older demographic.
Okay, are these four people best known for movies?
One of them?
One of them. So one of them is best known for movies. One of them is best known for TV?
I would say yes.
One is best known for music?
No.
Shoot.
No, just the other two are known for both things.
Oh, okay.
So they're women in entertainment.
Women in
that.
Entertainment. Okay. Is Jennifer Lawrence one of them? I'm just going to start throwing out names.
No.
Ha. Are they all comedians?
No.
Wow. Jeez, oh, I had no clue.
See, and I think because this one really was like, It's Kerry Washington, Elizabeth Banks, Reese Witherspoon, and Eva Longoria. It's just them talking about being women in Hollywood.
Wow. I was going to say, it's like, what's the possible connection between these? They're in
they're
Hollywood.
They're friends and they're in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So that one was nearly impossible, as you have discovered.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Okay. Want to remind you to go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, including our From the Pop Culture Bunker video podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes, and please leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter @sfppn, check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.